Well, we've talked about it being Father's Day. And what I said in my prayer, I'm very sincere in. Our Father in heaven is our Father every day. I thank Him every day for caring, for loving, for being concerned. Do you know that God, your Father, is concerned about everything that is going on with you? Now, I want you to remember again, and I want you to think about this, folks. God doesn't just pay attention to us. He watches over us. He surrounds us with His protection. You mean angels? I don't care what it is. Knowing that God is in control, I'm His child, and when His child is hurting over anything, God is there, and it's His protection. Whatever it takes to protect you as His child, He will do it. Doctors can tell you anything they want to tell you. Well, I don't think you're going to make it this time. Well, you said that for 10 times in a row. How many times have we heard it? How many times have we watched as God intervenes? But don't you understand the greatest healing that me or you as a child of God will ever have is when you hear that trumpet call. Well, Brother Larry, that's at the end of the age. Let me tell you something. You're going to be hearing trumpets all the way to heaven. Lord got the trumpets. And man, do they sound beautiful. Because He's going to announce, Jesus Christ, your Savior, is going to announce you, Father. Here He comes. Here she comes. She's my child. Woo! Can't you hear that trumpet? Don't be talking about, well, yes, but you know, I'm not worthy. Okay, I'll agree with you. I don't know anybody who's worthy. I've never met a person that's worthy of the love of Almighty God. I didn't receive the love of Almighty God because of my worthiness. I receive the love of Almighty God because of the worthiness of His Son, Jesus Christ, that went to that cross, took all my sins, past, present, future, paid in full. Larry, you're getting to come home one day. You're getting to come home. But until you get there, shut up griping about everything. Sit back and enjoy the ride that I have for you. That was a paraphrase. That ride that I have for you right here on earth. You know what He said? I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. He never has. You know, and you've heard the old adage many times, if God seems far away, guess who moved? He won't. Says, I love you. Now, it says, you're part of my family. We're all blood kin. Whether you knew that or not. Blood kin. I was reading the other day. Now, I'll probably get in trouble over this. That's fine. But I was reading the other day, and I never heard this. And it's supposed to be a scientific reason of when the white race came into being. It was in the 17th century. That it had a pigmentation disease that turned me white, you too. And I thought, I was looking and said, this is a scientific study over, I forget how many, hundreds of thousands of years and all of this kind of stuff. And I thought, yeah. They really know this stuff, don't you? But here's one thing I will tell you. Every one of us are a child of God. I'm created just like God wants me to be. You're created just like God wants you to be. And God said, welcome to my family. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And from the beginning of Adam, from the beginning of time that we have recorded, God said, it is not good. Well, let me read it to you. Genesis 2:18. The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I kid you now. I could really go off on that one. And you wives and women could also. Yeah, God knew better than to leave my husband down there alone without me. He'd have never made it out of anything if I wasn't there. Well, you see, God said, it's not good for you to be alone. It's not good for you to be alone. Do you hear me? It's not good for you to be alone. I heard my mother talk about, you know, time and time again, I'd as soon be here by myself. I said, that's fine. I'll leave you alone. I'm not talking about you. You need to be here with me. You know what I said? No, Mom. I need to be with my wife. But it took a whole lot of the past 5 to 6 years of her life completely pulled away from my life. I realize that. I know what it did to my own family. But you see, you and I, we have a connection. You know why? Because God instituted the family. God set it up. One man, one woman constitutes a family. I grew up without a father. So I guess you'd say I was raised by a single parent, Mom. But she couldn't raise, because she was never there. She had to work to put food on the table. So I grew up that way. But let me tell you something. I'm so tired of being called elite. That really drives me crazy. I grew up in Buffalo, Kentucky. Ain't nobody in Buffalo, Kentucky that was ever elite. Poor. Not privileged, poor. But I'm a privilege to be born, and I'm very privileged to have a Father in heaven who loves me, who sent His Son, that I might be a part of His family. You'll have a complete family one day, Larry. He gave me a son, Jason, grandson, family, and of course, my niece, Cindy Horn. She threatened if I ever left her out of that list again. We're family. God said, I'll give you a family. And God sent me here, Divine Grove Baptist Church. And I got to meet so many different types of personalities, Brother Randy, yours included. I mean, just really, really, I thought, Lord, what am I going to do? Larry, it's not what you're going to do. It's what am I going to do? I will build my family. And look at us. We love each other. Your pastor loves you. I tell you that all the time. I can't even write anything to you without it, adding it at the bottom. Your pastor loves you. That's family. And when you become family, you see and experience the ultimate love. But what's going on with us in America today? God says that I am, listen to Genesis 2:24, for this reason A man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. Moms, dads, your children need to marry, and they become that family. Nothing worse than having a nosy mother-in-law or father-in-law. Nothing worse than that. Be at peace. Hey, you want to marry her? Marry her. Take care of her. And that's what we do. It's called a family of God. Okay? Every one of us are different. Do you ever notice that? Then why are we drawn to one another? Opposites attract. And notice a real quiet woman and a real loud husband. Get a smile off the face. You know how that goes. Just the opposite, but the love is there. God said, I'm going to build my family called the church. We're the body of Christ. We are the family of God. I'm your brother. You're my sister. You're my brother. We are one in the family of God, in the bond of love. We have a bond. His name is Jesus. He bonded us together, molded us, sealed by the blood of the Lamb. We're family. And God says, I will not send you a mixed message. There will never be a mixed message from God our Father. God says, this is the way it's going to be. Here's the family unit. When the family unit, dads and moms, starts disintegrating, so will the nation that family is involved with. Without the family unit, a family cannot stand, the nation cannot stand. And you will see the collapse. I truly believe with all my heart that's exactly what we're witnessing today. Do you realize, folks, that in the United States of America, there are more people dying than babies being born? We don't have anybody taking our spot. Perhaps it would help if it quit slaughtering the unborn, quit murdering their baby, our own children. Perhaps that would help a little, reckon? But no, now Larry, you're not being politically correct. You're looking at the wrong man for that one. I want to be biblically correct. But I want the truth to come out also. I want you to know that God says this is the way it is with the family. This is how that it's going to be where I bless it. You can't separate from God and say, okay, God bless this mess over here that goes contrary to you and your teachings. So what do? You ignore everybody else? No, you love everybody. Love. You care. You don't stop people from coming to your church. You invite them to come in. And instead of you trying to correct everybody else, me and you need to be praying for one another and allow the Holy Spirit to change the heart. It's the Holy Spirit of God that lifts us up and changes us. I've always seen my life focused in 20-year spans. That's normally was a career, 20 years. I see it that way. Man, have I lived through some careers. And I truly have. But the greatest blessing that I can say that I've ever had is being here as pastor of Vine Grove Baptist Church. This is obviously the place where God sent me to die. And you know, and think of that in a good way, would you please? Because I hope. But think of it. A prison ministry, 40-some years, evangelism, oh, gosh, national sheriffs, local sheriffs. There's so many different things there, but the career here is a family career. We have some of the most beautiful families. Now, I'm not going to embarrass DC&M, but I'll tell you what, one of the most beautiful families you'll see is right back on that back row on my right. Yeah, I'm not going to embarrass them. Right back on the back row and keeps growing. Great family. Loves the Lord. Cares. And watches their children very closely and trains them up. That's what this church is made up of. Appreciate it. But here's a problem. The breakdown of the home is the sign of the end times, of the end of the end times. End times began when Jesus was born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. He said through these 2,000 years, the end times will be coming. And here's how he said, I want you to recognize it. And it'll all start with the breakdown of the family, the individual family unit, changing God's word to fit your lifestyle. God will not change. You know why? Because he loves you. God loves you. But here's something sad. Listen to this. Now, I might get a little loud on this, but I want you to listen to it. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. But mark this. There will be terrible times in the last days. Listen to it. Look at it. People will be lovers of themselves. Lovers of money. Boastful. Proud. Abusive. Now, kids, I want you to listen to something here. I want you to listen to this well from God's Word. Of all these great sins that usher in the end of the age, listen to this. Disobedient to parents has kicked right in there with terrible times, lovers of selves, money, boastful, proud, abusive, and then right in the middle, disobedient to parents. Ungrateful. I'm so grateful for the United States of America. I'm so grateful for a nation that has always stood and will continue to. There's a lot of message going on right now. God doesn't lose, folks. Don't you be counting God out of this nation. It's his God's nation. And if his people who are called by his name will repent, will get down on their knees and say, Father, forgive us. Everything was going fine until the church decided to go off whoring into the world and allowing the world to dictate the sermons that come from the pulpits. When that happened, you started seeing the collapse. There's a lot going on. Breaks my heart to see it. You know, they're talking about, and here's one of the great problems that we're having in our nation. It's a lack of teaching history, true history. You don't destroy history, you teach history so that we won't repeat the bad parts. But do you know, out of growing up and all, I wasn't raised as with any kind of prejudice. For one thing, we weren't that smart. And we were as poor as anybody. I did not know until just within the past year, I guess, what Juneteenth represented. I did not know that. I think it ought to be a national holiday. I did not know that that represented the Emancipation Proclamation time. They had a prayer meeting all night the night before. I never was taught that. How will I learn if I am not taught? And how can I be taught without the teachers and the preachers? To teach the Word, preach the Word, tell the history, and don't repeat those bad parts. And love. Why is it so hard to love? Do you think you ain't hard to love? God loved you anyway. Sent His own Son. He loves me despite me. You too. He just loves me. That's the family. I got a family. And I got a home in the glory land that outshines the sun. I got a family. We're blood kin. Jesus is the supplier of that blood in our kinship. As family, don't you understand? It's not biological. It's the spiritual. We all started with the same blood. Has nothing to do today. Well, that's my biological family. You all are my family. All the blood I hold dear runs through my veins and yours too as a Christian. Disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love. Did you ever meet somebody that... I had somebody close to me one time that made the statement, I don't know that I love anybody or ever have except for my own kids. Folks, are there people that are totally without love? And they don't even have the ability because they blocked it out throughout their whole life. Maybe they have a long life as a chance to repent. I don't know. Unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control. Just be yourself. If it feels good, do it. That, excuse me, ain't from God's Word. Without self-control. Brutal. MS-13. Most brutal gang that you see in the United States of America. With their machetes, knives. They're cowards. They're vile. They're brutal. Not lovers of the good. Treacherous. Rash. Conceited. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Lord, we need you. Oh, as my Catholic brother would say, it's like holy water, Brother Randy. Lord, we need you now. Won't you protect us? I talk about the Lord never leaving nor forsaking us. I want you to take that to heart. Everyday activities. It doesn't matter what's going on with you. Lift it to the Lord in prayer. Do you hear me there? You say, well, it's too small a thing. It's that thing is happening with you. It's not too small for God. Your Father, He's your Father. And your Father wants to hear from you. But I just read all of the evil that's ushering in the end of the age. And yeah, we are living in it. Meaning it began at the birth of Christ and will end at the second coming. When's it coming? I don't have any idea. He'll come when it's right. His schedule, not man. Don't you be following these people that tell you about that stuff. Don't you be drinking their Kool-Aid or anything else either. Don't you be trying to go out here and catch the next comet that comes by. All right, that ain't of God, folks. You know what he says? Having a form of godliness, form, pretense, but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. You see that? Have nothing to do with them. Have nothing to do with them. Well, shouldn't I change them? You think you're going to change somebody? You listen to me, wives. You haven't done too hot on the husband you married. Changing them. Been working on them. No, he didn't work too hard. You know why? Why do you try to change the one you fell in love with? If you fall in love head over heels, and then all of a sudden, if something goes wrong, you try to change him. I'll whip him right into shape. They've been whipping on me for 53 years. And I'm not in shape yet. The key to the family. Love. Love. Just like I am. You want me? You want me as your pastor? You take me just like I am. You want someone to respect you? Take them just like they are. And you give to them that respect and that love. For it's the Word of God. And if you will follow the Word of God and all these warnings, he says, these kind of people, stay away from them. Don't have anything to do with them. If the Holy Spirit doesn't change them, do you really think you can? If they can't come under conviction by the Holy Spirit and change, you don't have a shot. Hold on for the ride, if you will. But you make the best out of the situation. But don't you dare, under any circumstances, take it out on your children. Or allow it to be done. Mom, Dad can't get along? Fine. Don't you dare take it out on the children. Support them. Support your children. Lift them up to the Lord continually. And you will be blessed. For that's the Word of God. And it don't get any better than that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we lift our heart to you now, Lord. Realizing, dear Lord God, that it's through your power of love that we can even get a taste of it. Touch our lives now. Give us the encouragement. Bless our families. Father, bless the fathers that they be the fathers you've called them to be. And Lord, give to us the strength to make it through another day, another moment. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.